looks like you've been cooking on the stove. That'll be a bond deduction.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95 BFM.
Morena, Celine. Welcome to the studio. How are you today?
Kia ora. I'm all right. Good to see you.
Yeah, well, you too. Good to meet you, in fact.
True.
We've not met before, have we?
I don't know.
No.
I don't Auckland, you never know.
Yeah. Well, it's a joy to have you here, and we've got an absolute stack of people who, you're not going to believe this, but they have grievances with, you know, characters like landlords, for instance.
It is a surprise.
Can you imagine such a world? And so, unless you've got anything you'd like to share, you know, in personal news, we'll get into it.
No, my personal news, I would say, doesn't need to be here yet. If I cough, though, you'll get an idea.
Okay, well,
it is safe. COVID safe, it's fine.
Absolutely.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Well, before we start, it only seems fair. Zoe, have you got any personal news you'd like to share?
Well, my partner just asked what we were doing for Christmas. Well, I have no idea.
Organized.
It is the 18th of July.
That's right.
So,
their birthday, no less.
Yes. So they're really tying one on
to celebrate the march of time.
I couldn't answer. Also, my laptop's just died, so I'm going to have to read the questions that listeners have kindly texted in beforehand. I'm off your laptop, Guy.
That sounds cool. Now, Celine, I'm going to read something to you.
Okay.
This is not me. I'm representing the author.
All right.
Our flatmate moved out and couldn't find anyone and has been paying double rent for a couple of weeks. We've still had no luck finding anyone to fill the room, and our flatmate has just said that they're going to stop paying double rent, even though no one is taking the room yet. I get that double rent is the worst, but it is their responsibility to cover the rent until someone new moves in. Oh, but is it their responsibility to cover the rent until someone new moves in? Now we're going to have to cover the costs until we find someone as a flat. Do you know what we should do?
Okay, well, in this kind of scenario, it really depends, and I think we've talked a little bit about it on the show before, and that we talk about flatmates and tenants kind of interchangeably, but legally, there is a difference. So if you have signed, if this person in the room has signed the tenancy agreement with the landlord, then they're a tenant, so their responsibility to pay is really directly to the landlord. But if they don't have their name on the lease and it's just kind of a flatmate, an informal flatmate arrangement, then it is kind of just the tenant on the lease who's in the gun for the money.
Mm.
So that's kind of the main consideration there.
There's a quote from Spider-Man about that. They say, with great power, aka being the tenant, comes great responsibility, aka covering the absent flatmate's rent.
Absolutely. And I wish I had a Spider-Man reference to say why, but you should sign a flatmate agreement as well.
Yeah.
To share that responsibility.
I think there was a No Way Home. One of the deleted scenes was them talking about tenants and, you know, renters' rights. Would you like to borrow my laptop,
I was going to say, I literally found out last week that I need glasses. So I'm going to... Thank you. Okay. My place is so cold right now. To comply with Healthy Homes, our landlord chucked in some shitty heaters. We're in an apartment, so I think the heat pump rules might be different. But honestly, they suck and chew through the power. If the house is still freezing, even if it's Healthy Homes compliant with heat, is there anything I can ask my landlord to do?
Yes, this is obviously a common one at the moment in the grim month of July. So
The grimmest month of all.
Shout out to all the July babies.
So with this scenario, I've come across this with in living in an apartment, and we had a... Because often basically what happens with the apartment is that often you're partially exempt. If they to install something, it goes in a different part of the building that the landlord doesn't own. So we can't have a heat pump because it would go on the outside of a heritage building. So there's kind of things like that. It's mainly to do with installing or providing something elsewhere in the building. So we've had a heater installed that just blew up the other day.
Oh, no.
So
in a cool sort of action movie kind of way.
And like, I'm scared to use that plug kind of way now.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's not cool.
Not cool. So I would say the heating thing is tricky because that exemption kind of works for a heat pump, but it doesn't mean that they're exempt from all the Healthy Home standards. So although the heating one is probably the thing you really need the most, there are other standards around insulation, ventilation, like moisture and drainage standards and like draft stopping.
Yeah.
So it is all quite technical and annoying, but I would really work through that stuff online on tenancy services or something and make sure that they're adhering. They haven't just kind of been like, you can't have a heater, you know, you can't have a pump, so we're going to ignore the rest. There right. might be other things to retain heat that they're supposed to be doing.
I have a quick question because there is that 90-day thing. Like if you move into a new place and then it's not Healthy Homes compliant, you have the landlord has 90 days to sort it out.
Yeah.
What happens if you forget to follow it up with the landlord, as I have done?
As we all
still
do.
Still not Healthy Home compliant.
Well, it's basically, it is illegal for them to do that. So I would get, I would call the Auckland Tenants Protection Association or someone to get like specific advice about timelines and what to do, support there.
Okay,
but
good.
That is like, if they haven't done it in 90 days, it's not on you to call them up, to call them out about that. It's already illegal. So they can be fined for that.
My house is cold.
Yeah, I would definitely kind of work through those standards and see, try and work out where they're, if they're complying in any way, and then get some specific help, I would say.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's this last question, Guy?
It's a great question. And this is, you know, well, I don't know who it's from, but I will read it. My property manager got a contractor to come fix our dishwasher, and he was so rude. Dealing with him was the worst, and he even lied to my landlord saying I'd cancelled on him heaps when I hadn't. I think the property management company has specific contractors they use a lot, but do I have a say in who we use to get things fixed? If I organise for someone else to come in the future, should my property manager still cover the costs, or do they only cover when they're in control of who does the work? Signed, Confused.
This is a great question, a great entry. And this is a common problem as well. And as usual, it doesn't have a great answer. I know I've lived in flats where you have like the landlord's friend, John.
Yeah.
Be the person that always stops by and it's unclear whether they're registered in any way. Mm. Unfortunately, you don't really have a say where you can then go and call a different contractor of your choice and then get the landlord to pay you back, to reimburse you. That doesn't really work. There's only certain circumstances in which, if there's something really dangerous and they haven't dealt with it, you could call someone in to fix, I don't know, the front door that's not shutting or locking, and then they would have to pay you back for that. But in general, you probably can't suggest that you want a different contractor. But in saying that, you shouldn't have to deal with it either. So if they've been rude and they've been difficult, I don't think you're in a bad situation at all if you're complaining to the property management company about it. It's different if it's a landlord and it's their friend or their partner, or that all gets trickier. But you should be able to stand up for yourself, and you should be able to say that you need better service. Yeah. And if it's a property management company, it's also their job. It's not good for them to have contractors that are causing trouble or not doing their job well.
Or lying.
Or lying directly.
It's the lying that gets me.
Yeah.
Very sinister.
It is sinister. So I would say absolutely try and remedy that by talking to them.
Yeah.
That sounds like good advice. You said it wasn't going to be a good answer. It turned out to be a great answer.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Celine.
Now, if you have a question for Celine, you can text it into 5395 and we will put it to her in a fortnight. Next week, we've got our union representative, Justine Sachs. So if you have any workplace troubles as well, you can text those in. Or you can follow 95BFM Breakfast on Instagram, 95BFM_breakfast. And you can message us at any time of the day or night, and I will get back to you in my working hours.
Wow. That's a huge call out you've done there. I'm going to start sending all my DMs to that account.
All right.
It's on. It's agreed. Thank you so much, Celine. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a great week too.
You too. I hope so.
And then the week after, and then you'll be back.
And I'll be back.
I won't be here, but hopefully you can share some positive personal news before your segment in a fortnight.
I'll prepare.
Okay.
A plague on both your investment houses.
That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland renters advocate, Celine.